are beginning this campaign of prayer, this campaign of invitation. We are asking all those in our congregation to think about, to pray about somebody who you know, who you have not seen at Mass. Somebody who you know, whether because of your participation here, you know that you haven't seen them on Sundays in a while, whether that's somebody else in your own family and friends that you know has drifted away from that habit and practice of faith. We want to engage every person, first of all, in prayer, to lift up, to think about who this person is in your life that you know has drifted away from Mass, from the church, and pray for them, offer them to God. Think about, over the course of the next month, how God can soften their hearts, how God can help them make this journey back to this practice of faith, this habit of coming to Mass. And so to that end, this weekend we passed out these little cards that were in all the pews. I think, in fact, they're still there in some of them. These little cards where we invited people, write down the name or names of people that you would like to pray for. And then we said, we brought these prayers, these names forward. That's why this basket is here in front of the altar now. This basket has a number of these cards with names on them. We want to offer these people to God so that the Holy Spirit will work in their hearts to open them up for the next step. The first step is always to pray. The second step, then, is to act. So action is the fruit of our prayer. So we want to engage every single person who is here. Pray for somebody that you know has stepped away from Mass for a while, who has fallen away from faith, and then take this next step of inviting them back. Invite them to come to Mass. Our particular weekend that we're focusing on is the first Sunday of Advent. It's the new church year. It's the new liturgical year. It's a good time for a fresh start as people prepare for Christmas. But to ask everybody here to think about somebody to pray for and then invite to Mass. Maybe somebody that you know isn't ready to come back to Mass yet for one reason or another, and so that's okay. There are many other events that are happening in the parish that you can invite them to. Lessons and carols, a family Christmas movie night, morning Advent of retreat. There's any number of things that we can invite people to, but the key here is twofold. First of all, to pray, and second, to take that step for ourselves in the courage of the Holy Spirit to extend that invitation to somebody else. In the gospel today, we hear about this necessity for invitation. This is part of who we are. Jesus says, if you're going to have a banquet, don't just invite the people that you know. Don't just invite the people who can pay you back, but go out and invite those who are poor. Go out and invite those whom you don't know. Go out and invite those who can't pay you back, because then you will find your reward. So that habit of invitation is something that Jesus himself wants to instill in each and every one of us. And in fact, we are here first asking you to do the easier thing. We are asking you to think of the people that you know, think of your friends, your family, and extend the invitation to them. Because when you have that, it's easier to practice with people that you know, it's easier to practice with people that you have that relationship with. And then, perhaps God willing, as you grow comfortable in learning how to extend that invitation, hey, come check out the parish, hey, come to Mass with me, hey, come to this parish event. As you become comfortable with that, with people that you know, then you'll be able more easily to extend that invitation to people that you do not know as well. So we want to take this in steps. We want to take this in phases. And this is important. You know, we hear in the gospel about invitation, but also from this letter of St. Paul. He says this, humbly regard others as more important than yourselves. Humbly regard others as more important than yourselves. It's one thing to say, yes, I get a lot out of coming to Mass. It's the way that I grow in my relationship with the Lord. It's the place where I receive the grace of God in the sacrament, especially in this sacrament of the Eucharist. And that's a good thing for me, and that's why I love it. But the important thing about Mass is not about me. It's not about my life of faith. It's not about my own personal relationship. Mass is something that we do together. Mass is something that we do as a community. That's why at the end of Mass, when we have that blessing, it is a commissioning. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. That word go is there in all of those dismissals because we are being sent forth to live and to proclaim the gospel. If we do not have that habit of extending invitation to others, we find ourselves, well, I'm really only thinking about Mass is for me, and I don't think about the benefit that it could give to other people. So we want to do that. We want to have that heart for others. not looking out for our own interests, as St. Paul says, but also everyone for those of others. We want to be people for others, people who invite others to Mass, people who help others come into this relationship with Jesus Christ. So that recap of this last weekend, again, if you did not fill out one of these cards, if you still need some time to think and pray about somebody that God will surface to your heart, to your mind, please do so. But think about over this next month how you can invite somebody to come back to the life of the church. Think about how you can ask God for that grace to make that invitation. It's a little bit scary the first time that we do it. It's a little bit of a risk. But the worst thing that somebody can say is no. That's it. They just say no. And then you move on. You think about maybe another way to ask. You think about somebody else to ask. It costs us nothing to make the invitation. But the gain for ourselves, the gain for that person, the gain for the Lord is great.